Okay, so truth is, we have a really short time for the conversation we are having in this hour, because at 1 o'clock it will be time for trending stories, and thereafter there is a recorded program from 1:10 to 1:20, and then BBC Talk Your Own comes up at 1:30 through to 2 p.m. But we'll try to see how we'll make the most of it. The 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock hour, of course, is Family Matters with the Oz series. Having said that, the Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives, Benjamin Kalu, says he is considering moving a bill to institutionalize the Igbo system of apprenticeship as part of moves to address the dearth of skilled workers and unemployment in the country. He said another bill to make Hausa, Yoruba and Igbo languages is also in the works. He was speaking in Abuja, and the lawmaker said the two bills were contemplated to give a legal framework to the idea of creating more skills and employment for the teeming unskilled youthful population. Now let's talk a bit about apprenticeship. Let's try to define it, and then I would break it down to how best we can relate to the term. So apprenticeship is simply a system for training a new generation of practitioners of a trade or profession with on-the-job training, and there's often some accompanying studies. Apprenticeships can also enable practitioners to gain license to practice in a regulated occupation. Now, this is the definition. But let's bring it down home. Even if you didn't experience it personally or know someone who did, you must have seen it portrayed in Nollywood movies of the 90s and early 2000s. A young boy from a family, let's call the family... Somebody give me the name of a family. Okay, let's call the family Okpara's family. He's allowed by his family to go and serve a well-to-do man in the city. So the man comes down to the village. The family would just have a small, would I call it a get-together, a mini celebration, because it's so much of a big deal. And then they would advise him, as you're going with your guy, serve him well, don't steal from him, don't misbehave, do your part, and at the end of maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years, the oga will settle this guy. By then he will be a man. So let's say he left when he was about 17, 18 years old. By say 25, 27 years, you know, he would have served his oga well. And the oga will settle him to start his own business. The business will include spare parts business, electronics business, accessories, imports and exports kind of business, even foodstuff kind of business. So in the Nollywood movies, you would usually see a line. For instance, somewhat similar to what we have at Ikoku, where we have people selling car parts. So there's a line, and then the oga of the shop would have maybe several shops. But you see one young boy in that shop that would attend to you. That boy is most likely the apprentice. So that boy serves the owner of Nigeria Info Autos and Sons for a period of time, and then that boy is settled to start off on his own. He will now have his own shops, and then he will now be his own oga. And years down the line, somebody will come to that young boy who was an apprentice and also become his apprentice. So a well-to-do man will have well over how many apprentices as you can possibly think of. As one is going, another one is coming. See, it was a thing of joy. It called for celebration every time a young man has served his master and is eventually settled. It's more like a graduation celebration. The way you celebrate your convocation with your family and friends is the way, you know, these boys will be celebrated and their families will celebrate. In fact, if you hear the gist between some apprentices from shop A, shop B, shop C, they are counting down to when they would be settled so they can start off their own big business, you know, that sort of thing. The apprentice becomes an oga, and you know what? The cycle, it continues. So this is, in a way, what the Deputy Speaker of the House of Representatives is talking about. And it is centered at creating more skills. Because the possibility is that why some people are not even gainfully employed is because they lack skills, the prerequisite skills, you know. And then, of course, it also solves the problem of unemployment. So while you're an apprentice, you live with your oga, he's feeding you, he's taking care of you, sometimes he's clothing you, once or twice he's giving you one or two naira to sustain yourself. Now, I believe in my explanation, you now have an idea. Now, you tell me, this is 2020 what? 2023. Presently, what percentage of youth will likely embrace the apprenticeship idea? Think about it. Because it seems like serving someone. There's no fixed pay. I come here and I'm working, and by the end of the month, I get my paycheck. I get my salary. I mean, for the apprentice, there is no definiteness. Sometimes it will only be hinged around the level of generosity or the benevolence of the oga. I think even the women, you subtly have that kind of apprenticeship set up for tailors and some trades that you women will be involved with, hairdressing and the rest. But how many youths, what percentage of youths would likely embrace the apprenticeship idea? That's question number one. Question number two, what are some of the flaws associated with the Igbo apprenticeship system? I can identify one of them from the movies, and I'll leave you to identify the rest. So sometimes, close to when the boy is to be settled, temptation will come. Temptation will come in form of the wife of the oga, who would find him attractive and try to seduce him. The same way Potiphar's wife tried to seduce Joseph. And he will most likely resist, and then she would frame him up, and it will be several years wasted with no settlement. And you see, settlement is big, because your grandma decide to just open a shop for you and hand you the keys and say, for serving you well this how many years, you didn't steal from me, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, take. And he takes, and he's excited, and he begins life. Or the oga can say, I'm settling you with the sum of 5 million naira. It could be anything. So he gets framed, and then there is no settlement. Or one of the fellow apprentices sort of becomes jealous and then tries to undo him. And at the end of the day, he doesn't get the settlement. Or chances are that he may fall for the temptation of the said madam, and he is caught by oga, and then there is no settlement. 0817 923 0002 0817 923 0003 0817 923 0003. We have the WhatsApp and Telegram number, which is 0809 030 6416. 0809 030 6416. Join the conversation on X handle is at Nigeria Info PH, and we have the Facebook page, which is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. You can also join the conversation on Instagram. It is at Nigeria Info FM _ PH. Now, a call screener is always on standby to take your calls first before passing you on to me in the studio. So when you do call, the first voice you would hear will not be my voice, but that of the call screener. Now, if for any reason you can't get through to us via the phone lines, which is sometimes possible, do well to send us a message on on any of the messaging platforms. There's X, there's Facebook, and there is WhatsApp and Telegram again, which is 0809 0306 4166. I love it when you listen, but you see, what makes for a great conversation is not just listening, but having your voice heard. Feedback. Yes, so I look forward to hearing fresh voices on this particular conversation. Oh, I've been listening for several years, that's good. But what about picking up your phone and calling or sending a message, and I would gladly read it. Yeah, I think there's another flaw that I identified, but I will talk about it. So my questions again are simple. Presently, currently, what percentage of youths would likely embrace the apprenticeship idea? And what were some of the flaws associated with the Igbo apprenticeship system? Let's talk. Looking through the X handle to be sure. Just a few seconds, please. And I think I will look through Facebook as well. Okay, so Jones Peace on Facebook said, let's say 75%. Talking about what percentage of youths would likely embrace the apprenticeship idea. So she says 75%. The other 25% want quick money, no time. Huh? Quick money. People want to blow, right? People want to make it big. People want to... What's the word? People want to chill with the big boys. So how many people would want to be humble enough to serve an oga for as long as she can possibly think of? That's a lot of time. You know, apprenticeship versus going to the university, if you were given that option, which would it be for you? Let me ask you that question now. If you're given the option of going to learn from someone that has some way somehow cracked the code on how to be the best spare parts seller in Onitsha Market, and the guy is making it big, and the guy is importing and exporting, and he's doing well, and going to the university to learn something centered around sales or business administration or marketing or maybe engineering, which will it be for you? Even the mechanics, yes, the car mechanics, the auto mechanics would have apprentices as well. So the boy serves them, and before you know it, the boy can fix Mercedes, he can fix Mazda, he can fix Honda, he can fix any SUV you can possibly think of. So if you were given that option, yes, before you took up a university, the decision to get a university degree, if you're given the option of an apprenticeship and going to school, which do you think you would have picked with all of the things that you know now? Again, 0817-923-0002. That is 0817-923-0002. WhatsApp and Telegram number remains 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. I don't know, for some reason I can't access your messages, but I'm sure that they will come. I think it's a network problem, and then I think I would be able to sort out what's going on with the phone lines. But while we're doing all of that, how about you send us a message on X? X handle again is at Nigeria Info PH. At Nigeria Info PH is our X handle, and our WhatsApp and Telegram number remains 0809 0306 4166. Also, join us on Facebook or join us on X. I'm asking two questions, and it's hinged around unemployment, the solution to unemployment, and adequate skills.
Different ideologies.
Different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side.
92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Okay, so I just did a quick check on the phone lines and it turns out that they are fine. So what's going on? Why is nobody calling? Or is it a network glitch from your end? Okay, so if those numbers I called earlier are not connecting, how about we try the female caller line, which is 0817-923-0009. Female caller line is 0817-923-0009. Nigeria Info, good afternoon and welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, this square, Mr. Zion. Good afternoon to you.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome. Go ahead.
This process of apprenticeship was one thing that gives birth to professionals we won't have in this part of the world, especially here in Nigeria. Professionals in all fields of endeavor. Because the uncle, the auntie, or somebody from the community that is related from the family once went through that process, became a professional, and now what includes others to follow the footsteps. Not until this millennium boom of oil companies, where the hastiness to make money was embedded in our hearts. Everybody wants to rush to the city to make money. The detriment of professionalism. That is why today, even in big companies, organizations, you don't see staff. Consultants, apprentices gave us the best traders from the eastern part of the world. Apprenticeship gives us the best mechanics from the western part of Nigeria. Apprenticeship gives us the best professional when it comes to ideology, creativity, journalism from the South Coast. I want to ask, can we point on apprentices under Ernest Kuli, a profound journalist that followed in bringing about Nigeria apprenticeship?
So yeah, it was a phone line problem. I think the female caller line works better. So let us call 0809-030-6416. Okay, 0809-030-6416. Amos Wakajioluji from LMS said on Facebook, I served my oga from Imo 1991 to 1996. That's about 5 years. Last 2 weeks, I saw one of those boys we were serving together, very helpless and miserable. After years of service, he was thrown out without settlement because he stole those days. I sat faithfully and finally moved away too because the wife also sent me away. My personal hustle helped me out. It is dicey serving. Why did your guy's wife send you away? And for the guy who stole, well, I would say that he got what came for him. I mean, you can't steal from somebody and not expect to be punished for stealing. But then one would have said, okay, so how much did he steal? When I want to settle you, I give you less settlement as opposed to what I had intended. Because another thing I noticed is there was no fixed amount to how well your guy gets to settle you. I know of some apprentices who were mad at the fact that they went to serve a very stingy oga. And at the end of the day, the oga did not settle them as well as they possibly thought he would, right? But they got the skill. Now, it became a problem sourcing for funds to build on those skills. So you have learned the business of selling spare parts, but where do you get the funds to start up your own spare parts business? Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you and welcome. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Welcome.
This is Victor from Bogobolo.
Victor, you're welcome. Oh, dear. Okay. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you and welcome. Hello?
I said good afternoon, Didi.
Okay, good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you very much for this topic. This is on the, I'm calling from Ikoro.
I've seen
somebody. Is it when this will serve me maybe 10 years to attempt to pay them? They normally feel. I've seen somebody that served over. They say you served me for 10 years. You know, I served over 10, maybe 9 years and 6 months. They remember when they say they want to do something. Like they being like that. But they don't want to pay the person. Once you don't know, you hand your help in the person will help your children. Whatever person that is serving on, is not the person. That tomorrow, when the person becomes something, the person will also help back. What will tell them is like, maybe you are any man, they will treat any other like, when your boss is coming in today, there's a man I work with that's still working with him till today. They want to become something that I thought he's not a big man. I know by the grace of God, I know that will become a big man. But it's not because he will do it for me. When you're serving somebody, the guard should take care of it all, but the boys will also take care of their own children. Thank you very much. God bless us.
Yeah, I also know of someone who overserved. He overserved because when it was time for him to be settled, all was not well with the guy's business. So, he wasn't settled. He had to stay longer till the other guy was able to, you know, gather something small for him. Now, beyond the settlement, what about the fact that you have learned skills? Doesn't that count for something? If your boss is not able to settle you after your years of apprenticeship, doesn't that still count? Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you and welcome. Okay, terrible phone lines today. So let's react on WhatsApp messages. Good afternoon. My problem with the Nigeria apprenticeship system is the corporal punishment involved in it. And most of the guys treat their boys as slaves. I personally can't do it. Oh yes, some guys can be mean. Simply Goodness says, Didi, I would have gladly chosen apprenticeship over uni because with apprenticeship, you don't have problem of accommodation, feeding and clothing, basic necessities of life. And again, you are guaranteed your reward at the end of your service. Unlike university, where you finish school and still find it difficult to get a job. Simply Goodness from Alakaya. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you and welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Denis.
Good afternoon.
I am Simeon.
You're welcome.
I'm calling from Borukiri.
You're welcome.
In regard to what we are discussing, yeah. I think the percentage that we embrace it will be less than 50%.
Okay.
Why do I say so? A lot of people today are looking at more dignified ways of making money. So who want to go to school, acquire a degree, work in oil company. So it will be few people that will want to go for trade, and besides that, the people that are associated with it, just as you mentioned, at the point of settlement, the guy will bring up one issue or the other and lay off the person. So the best government can do, government should encourage industry. Any industry spring up and train people, and grow people be industrialized. It's better that way.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Thank you too. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you and welcome.
Yeah, Mrs. Zion, to conclude my thoughts.
Oh, okay. Welcome back.
In this aspect of apprenticeship, to a large extent, the expectations became much. Apprentices are not even going to learn the tenets of the business, but they are only there to wait upon graduation, give me money, let me go. Give me my money and my settlement, let me go. It became a problem. Now, even those who go to collect these apprentices became overwhelmed with the demand, with their request. Apprentices, the moment they saw a few of the movements of the business, they want to claim Oga. Because of their own background, where they are coming from, because of the demands of their families and so on, it became a problem. We knew uncles who never went to law school. All they went for is just a clerk in the courts. Clerk in the courts. That was where they started from. Training upon the lawyers they were working with from in the chambers and so on. Before you know, one registration, accreditation, they now get to the law school, they became lawyers. All prominent. Then, lawyers are sorted after. But they look at it. No tutorials. They don't go through the process. Everybody now, they are coming abroad, like for the issue of the medical doctors now. Nigeria is like the apprentice to Nigeria. When they graduate from law medical school, the next day I want to travel abroad. This is a wrong process and wrong thinking for most of the people.
Okay.
Do you know today, most of the buildings erected in Nigeria, the past year and Bayelsa, they are not Bayelsans that are building those houses. Put those guys from Cotonou and the rest.
Hmm.
So tell me, in the next 10 years, without the people from Cotonou, you and I cannot build accommodation. Look at the Benin Kingdom, who was known for sculpture. They will look at you and bring a wood that will sculpture you to the extreme. But today, most of the people now, you cannot attain the sculpture.
All right.
You go to work and you can't get it. And these are the issues will be a cry, not only to Nigerians, but to this discussion, but to the nation at large.
All right. Thank you so, so much, Mr. Zion. This one is from JT in Port Harcourt. It's a long read, so you know what? We'll go on a commercial break. When we come back, I'll try to read through all the messages. Like I did say, the phone lines didn't help matters today. And we have a really short time for the conversation of today. But like I said, we'll also try to make the most of it. To all of you that have sent in messages, I will get to them eventually. Just stay tuned to us.
We are back. This is your number one talk station, Nigeria Info.
All right, welcome to the conversation. We're still talking apprenticeship, the solution to the problem of unemployment and adequate skills. I told you that a deputy speaker of the House of Representatives, Benjamin Carlos, says he's considering moving a bill to institutionalize the ABLE system of apprenticeship as part of moves to address the death of skilled workers and unemployment in the country. Now, JT says, good afternoon, Delightable Denise. Good afternoon. Question one, the percentage is less than 30. In this era of get-rich-quick syndrome, are youths like the patients to gradually build their wealth via this route? Also, with the event of e-learning coupled with crash skill acquisition programs, it is slightly unpopular to consider conventional master-servant option. Two, one of the principal pitfalls of the Igbo apprenticeship scheme is the drama of controversies that often end the oral agreement and leave the apprentice disappointed and frustrated. I think a concretized agreement with parliamentary acts will reawake the scheme and bring back its main benefits and advantages. Thank you, JT. This one is from Anonymous. If I had the opportunity to do it again, I'll do what I did, go to the university. I'm not practicing what I studied, and I actually fell into what I'm doing now, which I love, but my formal education and natural skills, which I honed with formal and informal training, did me well. I just wouldn't have done well as an apprentice. The idea of teaching people to rely on another person's mood for their daily bread or future is faulty. And that's one of the issues with people who are groomed to think they are entitled to a job straight after the university. There's also uncontrollable, unpredictable factors that might change the game. Now, George says, good day, Ma. First of all, I prefer attending university. Secondly, I think 35% of youths would prefer the apprenticeship system all things being equal. Certainly, the flaw is this system is the humiliation of the apprentice by boss when he flaunts a rule. Successful judge in the peaceful city of Oyibo. Send that in. This one is from Americana, from Obakari, and it reads, "Good afternoon, Didi. Your question concerning university and apprenticeship is not a balanced equation, no, because university requires money while apprenticeship has nothing to do with money. Meanwhile, in Igbo land, it is still acceptable, but in my community, it doesn't work in most cases. Everybody now, Gao, the percentage in Igbo land is about 80%. Americana. No, what I mean is, a university degree on the average will take you 4 to 5 years. Yes, and it does require money. But these are both avenues to learn, right? These are both avenues for you to gain knowledge. While this one offers this, this one on the other hand offers what it offers. So if you were to choose between both options, which would it be for you? That was why I asked that question. All right, so I have 5 minutes, I believe. Let me read your final messages so we can round off. Still talking apprenticeship, solution to unemployment and adequate skills. This one says, consider integrating formal education with vocational training by incorporating apprenticeship for specific skills alongside university studies. This approach aims to blend theoretical knowledge with practical expertise, offering students a more holistic and hands-on learning experience. This combination can enhance their overall skill set and better prepare them for the demands of both academic and vocational realms, fostering a well-rounded education. Onyekachi Bossa, send that in. Precious AB says, apprenticeship, good afternoon, Double D, good afternoon. Apprenticeship of dead and now are quite different. Then you learn for the skill and experience, but now just for the money. It will be right, one goes to school. Mommy Chitru Mecca. Okay, my name is Denise. Thank you. On social media, maybe anything else, but this is a professional space. The deputy speaker, is right for what he says. Thank you, Patoki from Orazi. Chinadu says, good afternoon. And Chinadu, for me, I would prefer to go to school and get a certificate. Nevertheless, it wouldn't be a bad idea to get a skill to back up. Always have a contingency plan. Chinadu from Alu, thank you. Thank you too, Chinadu. Nubog from Momokurushi says, good afternoon. I was told about a guy that was settled with 300k after serving for 10 years. Didn't you waiting 300k won't do for a person who served for 10 years? Let me do the math. 300k will be divided by 12 months in a year. So 12 times 10 is 120 months. This guy served for 120 months. So 300K will be divided by 300,000, right? Divided by 120. It means his salary every month was 2,500 for the 10 years. That's poor, really. Instead, make I finish school, they wait for work. I have also seen a case where an apprentice that was settled happens to be the savior of the guy that settled him. A guy ran out of business, but excuse me, that was totally unplanned. I have also seen a case where an apprentice that was settled happened to be the savior of the guy that settled him. A guy ran out of business, but in boy way settled and help him. Youths of nowadays prefer to serve Yahoo boys, which is called HK, instead of going into a legitimate apprenticeship. What's the meaning of HK? Nigerian Fair, good afternoon to you and welcome. All right, good afternoon. You have 1 minute. Thank you.
Okay. From the topic, I'm Michael, sorry.
Michael, go ahead.
Michael Dennis. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah, all right. The topic today is actually a good one, and I want to give some advice to everyone listening that based on your situation, there are some persons who have opportunity to go to school, very good. Go to school, come back, then you can also learn skills. But if there is no opportunity to go to school, you better go and learn skills, give money, go to school. If you have opportunity, you go to school, come back, you have more.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Michael. And thank you, everyone, for being a part of this conversation. Up next is that recorded program. Afterwards, it will be time for BBC Talk Your Own. Remember, the final hour is Family Matters with the O Series. In the end, do what works for you. But you see, nothing takes the place of skills in our society. Even those of us who have been opportunate to have a university degree, we know the place of skills. It helps. It comes in handy. And anyhow you want to acquire those skills is solely up to you. But do take advantage of the many opportunities that avail themselves.